booklet. There's a great article there.
Passover booklet.
Question on what we just discussed? No. No, no.
Page 212.
נמצא גם כן בכתבי רבש כערך ב' בעמוד 1145.
What is the class of Passover brochure? I don't have it yet. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work? It is written in the Zohar, we should remember what is written as written, what God had told us to do. And we spoke of it few times that we have two b'chinot before us, which are opposite from one another. And they are called, one, the purpose of creation, which is his desire to benefit his creatures, meaning that the creatures will receive good and delight. Two, correction of creation, for the creatures to try and bestow to the Creator for him to enjoy, meaning from the will to receive for himself, he wants to enjoy, and that desire was given to him from the Creator, and he relinquishes that desire, and all his desire is for the Creator to enjoy. It follows that both of them are opposite to one another. Therefore, there is a hard work in order to reach such a desire, which is called the desire to bring contentment to one's maker and to relinquish the desire of self-benefit. In order to have such a reality for a person to exit the dominion of the will to receive, we first has to start with lo lishma, meaning for one's own benefit. By observing Torah and Mitzvot, he will have a reward in this world, as written in the Zohar, that will have life, health, and livelihood. Otherwise, he won't have a reality to be able to enjoy corporal life of this world. And when one believes in that, he already has someone who obligates him to observe Torah and Mitzvot. And that is considered that he believes in reward and punishment, meaning that he observes Torah and Mitzvot for reason that he is afraid of punishment and he expects to receive reward. Sometimes the reward and punishment is expressed in a person in a reward and punishment in the next world, where there's an issue of heaven and hell, and this is the reason that obliges him to observe Torah and Mitzvot. And since from lo lishma one comes to lishma, meaning the light in the Torah illuminates on him, for there's a matter of reward and punishment differently, meaning the reward is to be merited with adhesion with the Creator. Then there is room to be able to feel the greatness of the King, and that he expects that reward. And a punishment is considered for him when he sees and feels that he is separated from the life of lives. And that is what he feels, that he is distanced from the Creator. That is the greatest punishment for him. It follows that also when a person already received some feeling of Torah and Mitzvot from what lo lishma caused him, that he sometimes starts feeling a little bit of the greatness of the Creator, that makes him to want to be annulled before him as a candle before a torch. And one cannot understand then why does he want now to be annulled before him and to relinquish his entire existence before the Creator. Rather, that comes with as if this is something natural. Meaning, even if a person does not understand what happens to him now, that he wants to annul himself, but in reality, this is how it is. And that is considered an awakening from below, where man's hand does not reach, meaning the hand means attainment, from the word for your hand shall attain. Meaning, one does not understand why does he want to annul before him. However, later on, when the awakening departs from him, a person begins to yearn to achieve annulment before the Creator, and wants to obtain the feeling he had while in ascent. But now he begins to see how far he is from this, and all his organs resist such ideas as annulling self, benefit, and that all his concerns will be how to bring contentment to his Maker. At that time he sees that the world has grown dark on him. He cannot find a place from which to receive vitality. And then he sees that he is in a state of descent and lowliness. When he comes to such a descent, he sees that no one has such bad thoughts. However, one should believe in the sages that such thoughts come from above, meaning that from above they want this person who now wants to approach the Creator to suffer descents, because by having descents, he will feel the need for the Creator to lift him. This is, as it is written, he lifts the indigent from the trash. That is, precisely when he feels that he is in the trash, meaning that all those things that he regarded as trash, as animal food, who eat the waste that people throw in the trash, and of which they say that this is food that is unfit for human consumption, as he himself says during an ascent. But now, the Creator wants to bring him closer. A person should feel his lack, and then he can receive a feeling for the lack. It follows that precisely when a person is in the trash and from there searches for his food, when he sees to what state he has come after all the labor he has given in order to obtain the desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker, then he can make an earnest prayer. Yet, a person does not always have the strength to believe. However, when a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal HaSulam said, this is the most important point in man's work. For then, he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Although he believes this, still, this faith does not always illuminate for him that specifically now it is the best time to receive the salvation of the Creator, that specifically now he can be saved and the Creator will bring him closer, meaning give him the desire to bestow and emerge from this control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of the Egyptians who afflicted Israel and did not let them do the holy work. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to God. And then the Creator brought them out from the exile in Egypt. In other words, since the people of Israel felt the enslavement and wanted to escape from this exile that the Egyptians were enslaving them, when they came to this important point of feeling their lowliness, the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This is as the Ari says, that when the people of Israel were in Egypt, they were already in 49 gates of Tum'ah, impurity, and then the Creator brought them out from Egypt. This means that they already came to the worst lowliness, the lowest that can be, and then the Creator brought them out. it follows that when a person sees that he is in utter lowliness, he should believe that specifically now is the time when the Creator will bring him closer. And if the faith does not shine for him then, on the spot, he escapes the campaign. It follows that the whole order of the labor that he has given is seemingly for nothing. But later, he is given another awakening from above. And once again, he forgets what he had during the descent and thinks once more that he will no longer have this sense, and so on repeatedly. A person needs great mercy in order not to escape the campaign. Although he uses the counsel that our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice, but the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided, and it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning he wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then, a person says, where will I turn? At that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet, this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that then he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer. And everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can only be above reason. Meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations you see, that nothing can help you, he should believe this too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself. In return, for which he will receive the desire to bestow. Then, when a person receives from the Creator the desire to bestow, he becomes whole with the Creator, meaning he has been rewarded with equivalence of form, which is called unification. At that time, a person is considered unblemished, since all of man's blemishes are that he has bad thoughts about spirituality. That is, instead of feeling the importance of Kedusha, that it is something very important, when he wants to annul before him, when he has love of the Creator because of the yearning for the Creator, to him it is the opposite. That is, he feels the resistance of the body.
All this comes from lack of faith in the greatness of the Creator. And how can he approach the Creator with the blemish he has within him? This is the meaning of what we asked. How did they say that one who has a blemish shall not approach? For it means that he no longer has any choice to be able to approach the Creator. In other words, the verse, therefore choose life, was not said about him. Can this be said? However, in the work we should say that a blemish means lack of faith in the Creator. Thus, all that has a blemish will not approach, meaning cannot approach the Creator. Instead, first he must correct his blemish, meaning do good deeds with the aim to be rewarded with faith in the Creator that he watches over the world as the good who does good.
Okay, so are there any questions? First of all, you were running around, running there. I don't know why. So read it again and slowly. read it in such a way that you understand what you're reading.
So, we're taking it from the top. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. It is written in the Zohar, full, which is said regarding a cup of blessing, is as it is written, a cup full of the blessing of the Lord. So a man should be whole, as it is written, and Jacob came whole. There must be not any flaw in it, for all that has a blemish will not approach. Likewise, the letter Aleph Lamed Mem, Mute, with Yud He are the letters of Elohim, are as the count of cup, namely 86. For this reason, the cup must be full, for if you reverse the word Ilem, Mute, you will find Male, full, for the word cup in Gimatria is full. Yud Hey.
ששניהם הפוכים זה לזה. לכן יש עבודה קשה.
We should understand the following. One, what does it imply that when wine is poured into a cup and it is full, it is called a cup full of the blessing of the Creator? This means that if the cup is not filled with wine, the blessing of the Creator cannot be. Two, why does it say, so a man should be whole like the cup with the wine? What does it add to us by this? After all, if the cup is already filled with it, then he'll already have reward in this world, as it says in the Holy Zohar, that he'll have life and livelihood and everything.
Meaning we must, from the perspective of Kabbalists, to make calculations in order to receive, to bestow, in order to receive all kinds of actions. I do things that Kabbalists decided I have to do, to bestow, to connect, and whatnot. And I've seen them self-gratification, self-benefit. To have the power to work, to do, I have to first do this. This is what they're saying, that you begin with Lo Lishma. So to begin with Lo Lishma means I have to take it upon myself, not that I'm this kind of, I'm so successful, I'm just going to work Lishma. Rather, now I'm going to do acts of connection for self-benefit. It's clear? About this, is it clear or not? Yes.
Besides doing everything for my own benefit,
you're doing this for your own benefit unknowingly, without calculating. When they say that a person should begin their actions in Lo Lishma, in not for her sake, then you have to do it. Yes?
And is it allowed to ask the Creator to help you in this?
Yeah. You could say, I want to connect to the friends. I want to be in the group to see how this helps me in all kinds of ways. In health, in my career, in being greater than everyone, in success, in being wealthier than everyone. Never mind. I want to see benefit in being in a group of Kabbalists and connecting to them. But you have to work on it. It's not simple. Because then you'll get all kinds of foreign thoughts. What foreign thoughts? No, work in order to bestow. Why do you need it for yourself? These are foreign thoughts. For that degree, it's a foreign thought. Yeah. We have to know how to play with these discernments. That's it. What do you want to ask all the time?
He says here that the correction of creation, where the created beings are trying to bestow to the Creator for Him to enjoy, why is it the opposite? Why are the correction of creation, the purpose of creation, opposites? To bestow to the Creator is supposed to be the greatest pleasure. Why is it opposite then?
I don't know what's to bestow to the Creator or not. I know I have to check, why am I working? In order to bestow upon Him or in order to enjoy for myself? To bestow upon Him. How do I check that I'm bestowing to Him if I have vessels of reception for receiving pleasure and only that?
And what I have?
What do you have?
Smallest gram of the intention to bestow, and that, by this I say that I want to give Him pleasure.
No, you have to think. Yes.
In light of what you said, how am I supposed to strengthen the group? Am I supposed to tell them, look?
How? That's already a question of activity. But you have to strengthen the group in order to benefit from it.
Right, but do I have to show them that I'm in a group of Kabbalists and as a result I'm very happy? I have to tell them that I'm doing everything for the sake of...
It doesn't matter what you say or you don't say. What matters is your attitude. Your attitude. You work with them and in them in order to enjoy, in order to get reward. Clear reward, egoistic, healthy reward.
The question is, should it be revealed to the group or concealed like a person hides at not showing his intentions?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What counts is for you. That's what we're talking about now. That's it. Minsk.
Question from Belarus. The main work is in coming closer or moving away from the Creator, and how can you find out where am I closer and where am I further away?
By being in a state of lo lishma, not for her sake, where it's clear to me that I'm doing everything for my own benefit, and were it not for my own benefit, I wouldn't even be with these Kabbalists in Bnei Baruch for 1 minute. So I have to be in a state of awareness that I'm working in order to receive, and that's why I'm here. And I'm demanding a reward. Where is the reward that I deserve? Where is the knowledge? Where is the feeling? Where is the progress? Everything. That's the whole point of lo lishma. But you have to scrutinize it. Otherwise, it's all vague. We don't know where we are. Okay, Minsk.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Gena from Minsk is asking, he who comes to purify is aided. So is it possible then to draw the light of Neshama?
He who comes to purify is aided. Meaning, if he makes efforts to shift from Lolishma to Lishma for her sake, from in order to receive to in order to bestow, then he already has a special light called reforming light. This is special help called Torah, or soul. Neshama. That's special help.
Rav, maybe you can say clearly, so we won't get confused. Here we're told that if we don't ask for ourselves or for thoughts to do for the sake of the Creator, our foreign thoughts, and in other cases it's said that if you ask for yourself, you destroy your soul.
Yes, it depends on what degree you're in.
So if you can explain the difference.
Well, what's to elaborate? There are 2 degrees. In order to receive and in order to bestow. That's it. In order to receive is where the whole world is. Either they don't know about it, or they are Kabbalists who know already. They are in recognition of evil, that they are in lo lishma, and in order to receive that it's all corporeality, playing with their egos. Beyond that, if they approach it, through the group, dissemination, the learning, the prayer, so they get the reforming light, and they shift to stage two in order to bestow, which is called Lishma, for her sake. Then, there, their only concern is how to bring contentment through the friends to the Creator who is inside the group, inside the friends. So their work is opposite. That which before was a calculation of how do we benefit, how do I benefit, and all the thoughts that could come to me about how will you bestow, how will you do something without any calculation, I rejected them. I checked them, what they are. So now I do the opposite. I do everything so it'll really be in order to bestow. And in order to receive, I want it as less as possible or none at all.
So, if I do something on behalf of Nebaruch, I disseminate or do something, and I acknowledge that I'm not an attainment, in the beginning it's fine in order to...
Of course, but you should know that you are still in the will to receive. You could say, yeah, but it takes away all the flavor. I thought it would be in order to bestow, and it's really in order to bestow, to receive. I don't feel like continuing this. No, it is the truth, and you're advancing in this, and according to my correct calculation, I constantly draw reforming light. The reforming light comes specifically by being in the opposite from it. So realizing that I'm in the aim to receive helps me connect to the reforming light. The Torah was given to the wicked. You understand? Go on.
The desire for oneself, so that a person will be able to come out from under the rule of the will to receive, from control of the will to receive, we must begin in lo lishma, not for his sake, meaning for our own benefit. In other words, by observing Torah and mitzvot, he will be rewarded in this world, as it is written in the Zohar, that he will have life, health, and sustenance.
That's clear to us, right? Good.
Otherwise, he will not be able to enjoy the corporeal life in this world. When a person believes this, he has someone who compels him to observe the Torah and mitzvot. This is called believing in reward and punishment, meaning that he observes Torah and mitzvot because he is afraid of punishment and expects to receive reward.
Is it clear so far to everyone? Everyone's an egoist. What do you? Well, except you, maybe.
What I don't understand is, where did this come from, that this imagination that he'll get something from the Torah in his corporeal life?
So he's saying that the Torah brings him, what does it say? Health, provision, life.
Where did we ever see an example for it, and how come a person gets these kinds of desires?
Why do you think so? Go to every religious person, the whole world, not just Jews. Christians, Muslims, everyone. Why are you observing what you're told is the desire of the upper one? In order to, you know, be well. To be happy in this world, to succeed in the next world, to succeed in this world. To have it all, you know, go well here, to have a wife and children and health and sustenance and the next world too, you know, heaven and all that. Ask everyone, they'll tell you what they're expecting. The Creator is benevolent. He's benevolent to us here, he'll be benevolent to us there. Each one in his own style.
But it also says everywhere that the Torah is not in order to receive reward, lishma.
Everywhere where?
And the wisdom of Kabbalah?
The wisdom of Kabbalah. We're not talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're talking about how our will to receive, the Torah helps it. What?
That's what we're talking about?
No.
So I'm talking about us.
But us, you have to know where you are. Do you understand this or not?
So why should I, as an egoist who comes to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, I have this imagination that I'm going to get health things?
Because it's the truth. It's where you are. Without scrutinizing this thought, this truth, you won't be able to get to the real truth, which is in order to bestow, because you'll constantly be lying to yourself.
So I have to discover that I'm lying to myself, that this is actually what I want to receive from studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, sustenance and health and so on.
All kinds of good things. I don't know what they offer you.
And this is what I have to scrutinize and find out, that it's a lie?
Why is it a lie? For now, it's the truth.
But it's not according to...
Fine, it'll come later. But for now, it needs to be clear to you that you are learning, you are here, and you are sacrificing your life for what? You want to receive. To receive this world, to receive the next world. When the Creator opens up the screen, this curtain, and I will go march into heaven. Whatever you're imagining there, never mind. I'll know everything, I'll feel everything, etc. Right? So for now, this is for you a great reward that you are picturing.
And what's the use from this form of advancement?
Right now, he's not talking about benefit. He's telling you it's necessary in man's development.
Otherwise, he won't be able to advance.
Of course not. That's the system. That's the way of nature. This is how the Creator, who is nature, arranged it for you. Let's continue. We're too smart.
Sometimes the reward and punishment are expressed in a person as reward and punishment in the next world, where there are the Garden of Eden and Hell. And this is the reason compelling him to observe Torah and Mitzvot. And since from Lo Lishma we come to Lishma, meaning that the light in the Torah illuminates to him that there is a different manner of reward and punishment, where the reward is to be rewarded with the dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, at that time you can feel the greatness of the King, that this is the reward he expects and he regards as punishment when he sees and feels that he is separated from the life of lives and that he is far from the Creator. This, to him, is the biggest punishment.
Sometimes he gets this thought, like, I don't know, some guilt trip, something, guilty feelings, yeah, that comes to him from within. We call it foreign thoughts. For the degree of Lo Lishma, this is foreign thoughts. Go on.
It follows that even when a person already has some sensation of Torah and Mitzvot, which the Lo Lishma has caused him, when sometimes he begins to feel a little bit of the greatness of the Creator, this causes him to want to annul before him as a candle before a torch. At that time, a person cannot understand why he wants to annul before him now. And annul all his own reality before the Creator. Rather, this comes to him as though it is a natural thing, meaning that even though he does not understand what's being done with him now, that he wants to annul, but in reality, so it is. This is called an awakening from above, where a person's hand does not reach. Hand means attainment. From the words, when a hand attains, meaning that a person does not understand why he wants to completely annul before him.
It just comes and that's it. We don't ask about it now. Afterwards, in Talmud, we'll understand where it comes from, you know, in which lights, which kelim, makifim, but it comes to him. That's it. So there is a transition beginning to happen here between Lo Lishma and Lishma.
However, later, when the awakening departs from him, a person begins to yearn to achieve annulment before the Creator. And wants to obtain the feeling he had while in ascent. But now he begins to see how far he is from this, and all his organs resist such ideas as annulling self-benefit, and that all his concerns will be how to bring contentment to his Maker. At that time, he sees that the world has grown dark on him. He cannot find a place from which to receive vitality. And then he sees that he is in a state of descent and lowliness. When he comes to such a descent, he sees that no one has such bad thoughts. However, one should believe in the sages, that such thoughts come from above. Meaning that from above, they want this person, who now wants to approach the Creator, to suffer descents, because by having descents, he will feel the need for the Creator to help him, to lift him. This is as it is written, he lifts the indigent from the trash. That is, precisely when he feels that he is in trash. Meaning that all those things that he regarded as trash, as animal food, who eat the waste that people throw in the trash, and of which they say that it is food that is unfit for human consumption, as he himself says during an ascent. But now that the Creator wants to bring him closer, a person should feel his lack, and then he can receive a filling for the lack. It follows that precisely when a person is in the trash and from there searches for his food, when he sees to what state he has come after all the labor he has given in order to obtain the desire to bestow contentment upon his Maker, then he can make an earnest prayer. Yet a person does not always have the strength to believe. However, when a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, vessel, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Bala Sulam said, this is the most important point in man's work. For then, he has close contact with the Creator because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Although he believes this, still this faith does not always illuminate for him. That specifically now is the best time to receive the salvation of the Creator. That specifically now he can be saved and the Creator will bring him closer, meaning give him the desire to bestow and emerge from the control of self-love, which is called Exodus from Egypt. In other words, he comes out of the control of the Egyptians who afflicted Israel and did not let them do the holy work. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry rose up to God. And then the Creator brought them out of the exile in Egypt. In other words, since the people of Israel felt the enslavement and wanted to escape from this exile that the Egyptians were enslaving them, when they came to this important point of feeling their loneliness, the Creator brought them out of Egypt. This is as the Ari says, that when the people of Israel were in Egypt, they were already in 49 gates of Tum'ah, impurity, and then the Creator brought them out from Egypt. This means that they already came to the worst lowliness, the lowest that can be, and then the Creator brought them out. It follows that when a person sees that he is in utter lowliness, he should believe that specifically now is the time when the Creator will bring him closer. And if the faith does not shine for him, then on the spot he escapes the campaign. It follows that the whole order of the labor that he is given is seemingly for nothing. But later he is given another awakening from above. And once again he forgets what he had during the descent. And thinks once more that he will no longer have descents, and so on, repeatedly. A person needs great mercy in order not to escape the campaign, although he uses the counsels that our sages said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. But the person says that he has already used this advice several times to no avail. He also says that he has already used the advice, he who comes to purify is aided, and it is as though all the counsels are not for him. Thus, he does not know what to do. This is the worst state for a person, meaning he wants to escape. He wants to escape from these states, but has nowhere to run. At that time, he suffers torments at being between despair and confidence. But then a person says, where will I turn? And all that time, the only advice is prayer. Yet this prayer is also without any guarantee. So it follows that he must pray to believe that the Creator does not hear a prayer, and everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason. Meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you. He should believe this too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow. Then, when a person receives from the Creator the desire to bestow, he becomes whole with the Creator, meaning he has been rewarded with equivalence of form, which is called unification. At that time, a person is considered unblemished, since all of man's blemishes are that he has bad thoughts about spirituality. That is, instead of feeling the importance of Kedusha, holiness, that is something very important, when he wants to annul before him, when he has loved the Creator because of the yearning for the Creator, to him, it is the opposite. That is, he feels the resistance of the body. All this comes from lack of faith in the greatness of the Creator. And how can he approach the Creator with the blemishes he has within him? This is the meaning of what we asked. How did they say that one who has a blemish shall not approach? For it means that he no longer has any choice to be able to approach the Creator. In other words, the verse, therefore choose life, was not said about him. Can this be said? However, in the work we should say that a blemish means a lack, meaning lack of faith in the Creator. Thus, all that has a blemish will not approach, meaning cannot approach the Creator. Instead, first he must correct his blemish, meaning the good deeds, with the aim to be rewarded with faith in the Creator, that he watches over the world as the good that does good.
Okay?
Can.
Yes.
Maxim from Peter is asking, why is the greatest suffering in between the states of despair and confidence?
Because it touches a person's self. That's it. Yes?
What's that blemish that we have to complete in the ten or compensate for, like he says here?
I think the blemish in the ten is that we have to break down the barriers, that we don't feel that my soul is in you and your soul is in someone else, and likewise everyone. No one carries his own soul. Yes?
Can we say that the blemishes are the two initial fears that he had for my own sake, to get something in this world, the next world?
The blemish is what interferes him each time to advance along the way. So what he had before are no longer blemishes. It is what is happening now.
Because the deficiency for the Creator is the need to bestow to him.
The deficiency for the Creator is not a blemish.
No, this is the third fear, I mean, that I'm concerned whether I'll be able to bestow to the Creator.
Yes.
So this is what one actually needs in order to...
I'm not hearing a question.
I mean, so that the created being won't have blemishes. In order to get there, he has to get rid of the first two fears, is it so?
No. Just follow the article. That's the simplest and the most straightforward. Yes, Hans.
Rob, can you once again explain what Lo Lishma is?
What is Lo Lishma? For myself. Very simple. For myself.
What we're reading about right now, it's about us.
I don't know what is we are reading. There are many people here in many different degrees. What is we?
The text that we just read, is it for us
to who study here? He writes. To whom he writes? To anyone who reads. What do you mean? What do you want? To attribute the text to you? Do it. Someone sitting next to you, and he attributes this text to him as well. What Campbell is right is what happens in nature. How you see nature is your business.
When we are walking now, so it means that at the beginning of every action, I should forget the intention and just think that I want to receive something from the action.
כשאנחנו עובדים עכשיו, זה אומר שאני צריך לשכוח מהכוונה ופשוט לחשוב על זה שאני רוצה מכל דבר לקבל משהו, לקבל תועלת.
אתה יכול להכתיב לי.
You can decide for yourself. Can you decide for yourself how to accept things? Can you decide for yourself, now I'll be in order to bestow, in order to receive, for my benefit, for his benefit? Can you do this?
I am trying to think about that, because I heard several times I need to, everything start by the kavana, I need to be in the right intention. All the time Rav is repeating that.
אני לא יכול לעשות את זה, אבל אני מנסה, כי אני שומע שהכוונה היא חשובה, ובכל דבר צריך לחשוב על הכוונה. הרב אמר את זה כמה פעמים.
I am not there, but from time to time I try to remember why I'm doing it.
אני עוד לא שם, אבל אני מנסה מפעם לפעם לחשוב
איך אתה מנסה. איך אתה מנסה?
How do you try?
איך אני משתדל?
How? What do you do in order to have the right intention?
Thinking about the friends.
Pray.
Praying for the friends.
Pray for the friends.
Think about them, not just me.
Okay, it'll be good. That's it. It'll be good. Let's let Rachamim say something, it'll answer everyone. Give us some high spirits for the whole day.
Rav, Rabash here talks about the corrected desires in a person, the desires of those in attainment. So what's the use of having uncorrected desires in this article?
He's doing the opposite. You're angering me. What again?
Rabash talks about, here he speaks to those in attainment.
Why to those with attainment? He's telling you the things that are on our level. On our level.
He speaks to the corrected desires.
No. He's saying a person is in Lolishma. So how do you feel correctly? What is Lolishma? How do you not lie to yourself, but understand that you want everything in order to receive for your own benefit? He's chewing these things for you, scrutinizing, clarifying them for you, so it's clear to you that you are in order to receive in Lolishma for your own benefit. But Lolishma is not like the rest of the world. The rest of the world is just, it's nowhere. Lo Lishma means people who are learning the wisdom of Kabbalah. And they want to achieve in order to bestow. So a necessary stage in the preparation period, is called Lo Lishma. Meaning, they perform all kinds of actions. In society, in everything we learn we have to do. And each time they try to add in this more and more, and also understand that what they are doing is in order to receive, because for the time being, this is their intention, which makes them do. If this intention to receive disappears from them, they won't do anything. So this is how they do everything. That's it. That's the point. This is called Lo Lishma. Over time, through these actions they do, a new illumination comes to them. And he says sometimes it's Lishma, sometimes it's Lo Lishma. So that's how they begin to see where they are, where they aren't. We learned that there is this whole section about it. Sometimes it does elevate them, sometimes they fall down, and then they begin to compare these states. It's a transition until the exodus from Egypt comes to them and they achieve Lishma.
Rav, a Kabbalist writes from attainment and only for those in attainment.
No. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. I said no, that's it. Sit down. Right.
Daily task, Moscow.
That's it. Be well.
With us on duty today were Petah Tikva number 1, Moscow number 8, Minsk, Latvia, Australasia, Naria, and Australasia. Daily task, all day long, to awaken the yearning to receive the light that brings us to the state of Pesach. All day long, to yearn to receive the light that brings us to the state of Pesach. L'chaim.
ישיבת החברים העולמית, הערב, משעה 6:45, אנו
מזכירים. And today, the World Yeshivat Chavarim, 6:30 preparation, 6:45, the World Yeshivat Chavarim, everyone is invited. And All is One World Kabbalah Convention 2018 in Newark, New Jersey, from the 3rd to 6th of May. For further information, one.kabbalah.info. And now, let's summarize the lesson. Everyone writes quietly, short summary, a few sentences. We'll dedicate about 2 minutes to do it.
כל חבר מוזמן לשתף את סיכום השיעור שלו בסביבה טובה.
Everyone's invited to share their summary on סביבה טובה, and now let's sing a song. Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be.
There's only now, only this moment, when we are together, together as one.